Welcome back to the Jasmine Star Show, a place where we discuss business mindset and today, how and when to reinvent yourself. Y'all, I want to talk about you reinventing yourself more than Madonna. And I want to talk about this today because I think that we often stay in the same role, in the same niche, or even the same business longer than we should because we don't want to let anybody down or deal with the possible repercussions of change. That feeling of I'm starting over again. But let me tell you that staying in the same spot when it is no longer serving you or who you are right now or where you want to be, well, I believe you're playing small, which serves no one. A bit ago, I spoke at the Expanders Retreat and a woman raised her hand and she said that she was a photographer and wanted to know how I pivoted from being a photographer to, well, she didn't know how to quite describe me. And I get it. Here's why. I went from being a photographer to starting an online store for photography digital resources. And then I created online courses. And then I created a membership. And then I began traveling the world as a speaker and as an educator. And then I turned the membership into a SaaS company with our own tech stack. And then I started a successful business podcast. And like, no wonder she didn't know how to like quite finish that sentence. And here's the craziest part. Every time I pivoted, people had lots of opinions about it. Like, why was I changing? Why didn't I just stay and do what I've always been doing? And then I quickly realized that when I changed, their questions had less to do with me and more to do with their lack of change. No, I am not saying at all that anybody must or should change. No. But I want to be very clear and state that when you feel that nudge or that desire to change, you know, that feeling of I need to reinvent myself and reinvest in myself and I want to follow new desires. And I just want to remind you, don't let anybody stop you. You don't have to be the same as everybody else's expectations and you don't need to fit in a box. So in this episode, we're going to first go over what a reinvention is in terms of you as a business owner and the four phases of reinventing yourself. And I encourage you to listen until the very end because I'm going to share a brand new quiz that I created just for you that will help you decide if you're ready to reinvent yourself, you know, what we call a pivot, and start your next chapter. By the way, I am sharing the quiz at the end of the episode so that you'll have a better understanding of what's involved in making that decision. All right, let's go. The four phases of reinventing yourself are phase one, gaining clarity on what you truly want and don't want. Phase two, creating new goals and a timeline. Phase three, taking action. Phase four, persisting and assessing. Okay, let's start with the first phase in the process of reinventing yourself, which is to gain clarity on what you truly want. And just as important, what you don't want. Not what your spouse wants, not what your audience wants, not what your team wants. If it feels selfish when you're working through this or listening or watching this episode, good. You're doing it right. Because you're going to get where you're meant to be much faster if you block out the noise and you listen to your intuition and follow your own desires. Even if the people who love you and support you the most are the people who are asking those questions. Okay, so how do you start this? Where do you start? If you're feeling uncomfortable, that's totally normal. Because here are three things you'll want to gain clarity when you're in phase one. First thing, I'm going to name them before we get into them. Like your new and more aligned vision, who it is you want to serve, and then how you're going to serve them, and what you want to be known for. Okay, first, define your vision. I want you to start about thinking, and I'm going to pause here because whenever I use the word vision, it sounds super intimidating. At least it did to me for many years. I'm like, I wasn't born a visionary. I wouldn't even necessarily say I'm all that innovative. Innovative? Wow, definitely not that. And I'm not innovative as well. I wouldn't say that I lean towards this. So when people are like, think of a vision, I was like, I don't know. I just want to build a business and I want to get through the day. And then I started realizing the reason I wasn't growing was because I was limiting myself to what I could see. And then I started testing this idea, well, can I not limit myself to what I can dream of? So instead of looking at it as a vision, how about I just say, start about thinking about your end goal, that big idea, that pie in the sky. Who do you dream of becoming? What do you want to achieve? And why does it matter to you? Getting a clear idea, AKA that vision, getting a clear idea of your future is going to help you set goals and a timeline in phase two. Okay. So next, I want you to identify and update your ideal client. I want you to figure it out, like, who do you want to help? Who do you want to serve? And how do you want to do this? Now, you can do this reflecting on the type of people you want to work with. What are their needs? And how your new reinvented self, how can that new version of you support them? I want you to get a clear picture of that transformation that you're going to help them achieve. And finally, I want you to identify, what do you want to be known for? Okay, so think about it this way. When you walk into a room, how do you want somebody to introduce you? Oh, he's a New York Times bestselling author. She's a CEO coach. She's a partner at a venture capital fund. Once you envision what you want to be known for, then you have to start creating, writing, working, and sharing the process of getting there. You want to be known as an author? Good. Right. You want to be a CEO coach? Good. Get certified and share your experience. You want to be a partner at a venture capital fund? Good. Start investing and building relationships with founders. The next phase, when you're reinventing yourself, is creating new goals and a timeline to achieve them. I'm going to pause. We finished that first part and we talked about building clarity and who you want to become. And I have done this so many times over my career. And I will tell you, in fact, I will promise you, that you would think the process of defining a new vision, the process of figuring out who you want to serve, and the process of how you're going to serve them, you would think, or maybe you would hope, or maybe it was just me foolishly thinking, that the more I did it, the easier it would become. And what I have learned is that the more I did it, the more complicated I have a tendency to make it. Here's why. The more you have gained in your career, the more money you have amassed, the more titles, recognition, achievement, awards, the thing that you've become known for, starting over or moving in a new direction, it feels like you have a lot more to lose. And so if you're listening to this and you are feeling that worry or that preoccupation of moving away from the thing or the identity that has brought you here to this moment, number one, it's normal. And number two, by staying there, you don't step into the future version of yourself who will do more, serve more, and you will be more fulfilled. But you have a choice. You have a choice to stay who you are now, and nothing is wrong with that. And you have a choice to step into something more if you feel called to it. It will not be easy, but it will be worth it. So once we've gained clarity on what you want, that's what we just talked about in phase one, we can reverse engineer. Like basically what I mean is we can work backwards. Now that you know who it is you want to be and who you want to serve and all that other good stuff, now we're going to work backwards from your vision into actual steps. Y'all know me, it's action up in here. So phase two is essentially creating your reinvention plan so that we can take aligned action in phase three. So all of these building upon each other. I want to take a second and state something very clearly. The bigger the vision, the more planning it will take. If I wanted to make $1,000, I might plan for like an hour. If I wanted to make $10,000, I might plan for a few hours. If I wanted to make $1,000,000, I'd plan for a few weeks. And if I wanted to make $1 billion, I'd focus on planning for months, maybe even years. Just remember that planning is just as important as execution. Now, we're going to do this on three different levels. Number one, your short-term goals, your mid-term reinvention goals, and then your long-term reinvention goals. And here's how you can do it. First, identify your short-term goals. And this is what you want to achieve in the next 3 to 6 months. Examples of short-term goals could be rebranding your website, updating your social media accounts to reflect this pivot, starting to reposition yourself with your content, joining new communities where your new ideal client hangs out. Next, I want you to write your midterm goals. And I want to pause here and I just want to state it for what it is, because if somebody's listening or watching and they're saying, wow, Jasmine seems to be talking a little bit more about pivoting and her content seems to have changed over the last year or so. And wait, she did drop a new website not that long ago. And the answer is I have. I am making this podcast because I am in the messy middle of it all. When we talk about setting those short-term goals, everything that I had just listed was things that I had done in the last 6 to 8 months. You might even notice on the podcast that a lot of the topics we're talking about are different. You might have even, if I was being very real, I get DMs, I get emails from people who are saying, we really miss the social media and the marketing content that you used to talk about. Yeah. Is it the easiest thing to hear? No. But is it going to stop me? Not at all. When we talk about figuring out the person you want to serve, I have done so well. I have done my best serving a particular group of people. I have set my eyes on a different group of people and I couldn't be more excited. Do I have a clear, crystal clear plan? I do. On days that it feels really slow and that I'm not making action, or sometimes I feel like I'm moving backwards, Yeah, that exists too. When I see a lot of my new content on YouTube Shorts or on Instagram Reels and it doesn't perform as well as my, you know, content from like a year and a half ago where I was doing a lot of trendy stuff to capture a lot of attention, does that make me feel a certain way? Yeah. Like nobody likes to see their views drop at all. And to see them drop pretty significantly, not a fun thing, but I have a vision. I'm not playing for somebody's likes or views now. I am playing for their likes and views in the future. But I got to build. I got to teach people how to look at me in a different way. So when you're going through that process, please know your girl feels you. Now, that's the short term. Let's focus on the midterm goals. And I want you to achieve this in the next 6 to 12 months. Now, these goals should build upon your short-term goals and move you closer to your ultimate vision. So what are examples of midterm goals? Well, it could be launching a new product or service. We'll pause here. Did anybody notice that in March 2024, your girl dropped what? A new product? Yes, I did. And was it like quadruple the price of what you charge on the inside of Social Character? Oh, yes, it was. And oh, was it targeting an entirely different person? Yes, it was. You saw that as a midterm goal. Okay, so launching a new product or service, getting your first X amount of customers or clients. Maybe in this midterm goal, an example is securing partnerships or collaborations with other people in your space that will help magnify your business and brand. Now, then finally, we're going to define your long-term goals. And that's what you're going to want to achieve in the next 1 to 3 years. Now, these goals should reflect your ultimate vision. Think, if I want to achieve X in 5 years, what do I need to achieve in the next 1 to 3 years? Okay, so we're going to pause. Sometimes people say, oh, well, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And I'm like, dude, I don't even know where I see myself in the next 5 minutes. Like life with a toddler as a CEO and as an active family member and community member and a person who's pouring into other people. Yeah, like if I did not have a to-do list, I don't know what the heck I would do in that very day. Like sometimes I have to put on my to-do list, don't forget to breathe. So on that note, when they ask where I will be in 5 years, I have a hard time answering that. But when somebody says, where do you see yourself a year from now or 2 years? It's easier for me. I just need to make sure that where I am in 1 to 2 years is getting me closer to where I see myself in that ultimate vision of the future. On the same page? Cool. So I'm going to share a few examples of how we can do our long-term goals in that 1 to 3 year timeframe. Maybe you are reaching a certain revenue milestone. Maybe you're saying, I want to become a recognized leader in that new industry, or expanding your product and service offerings into new markets. So your product suite's going to look different. Now, I want you to break each of your short-term, mid-term, and long-term goals into smaller action steps and give each step a due date. Then assign yourself tasks with due dates, and then you're going to work like towards each one. Now, I know this sounds nice in theory, but when I say make tasks for yourself, I explicitly mean that, like tasks. And I know it's tempting to think that being a CEO or a founder, well, like, man, you're going to get to a point where you could be the creative visionary. And you could say things like, I'm going to take lunch meetings. And you're going to say things like, I'm going to have your people call my people. But no, tasks are for everybody. They serve as a simple reminder to stay on track and get your trash done. Tasks keep you accountable so you can get accountable, so you can expect accountability from your team. Now, can we move on to the third phase, which is taking action? You know, we're going to build upon step number two. This is where you put your goals and timelines into motion and begin actively working towards them. I have 3 tips when it comes to taking action when you are reinventing yourself. Tip number one, make a habit to read back on your vision. This is a powerful line, like right here. Where do you see yourself? What is the thing that you see? And I'm telling you, like, I see this on the audio, and if you're watching on video, it's like I could literally close my eyes and I have already seen the future. I've seen the future. I have seen where I'm working. I have seen my husband and daughter. I know what the weather feels like. I know how big the business is. I know what I'm doing. How I'm getting there, I don't know, but I've seen it. And so when I'm tracking to these goals, all I have to ask myself is, do you believe that future is real? And I do. If I believe the future is real, then all I need to do today is to take action. I want you to remind yourself why you're doing this. I want you to remind yourself why you sit in a chair every single day. I'm going to be real with you. The challenges will come up, which we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But by staying connected to your vision, you're going to maintain your focus and motivation to overcome those challenges. And tip number two is to do something every day that will get you closer to your ultimate vision, even if it's small. I don't care if it's as simple as sending an email or making a phone call. Like, you want to do these things as active training. You're practicing business every day. You're practicing for that future version of yourself. I want you to ask yourself today, what is my future self looking at me saying, great job for making that phone call. Thank you for sitting your arse in the chair and doing work you don't want to do to get to where you want to go. Ooh, I'm on one. Sorry, I need to cool down. And tip number three, stay patient and trust the process. I know it sounds very cliche, but this is the long, long game. Reinventing yourself takes time and consistency. Lots of consistency and lots of testing. Whenever you pivot, well, your content, your approach, your actions, they're all going to take on a new form. And you're testing. Now, as you're testing, please resist the urge to lessen that consistency because, oh, I'm not quite sure what to do. Release yourself from the pressure of knowing exactly what to do because you don't. Simply continue testing and staying consistent even when you're in that learning process. So please don't get discouraged by the setbacks or slow progress. I'm saying this to myself as much as I'm saying it to anybody else. Just keep moving forward and stay committed to your goals. In the fourth phase of reinventing yourself is persisting and assessing. This means going on even when things get hard and then taking time to look back and see how far you've come. It's about staying determined. It's about staying focused. It's about making sure that you're on the right track to keep moving forward. I'm going to stop because before we talk about the common challenges, I'm reading a book by Dan Ellison called The Gap and the Gain. And I've mentioned that book on my podcast before, but I'm listening to it now on audio and it feels like brother is coming in sideways, preaching and then beating me up at the same time. And the concept of the gap and the gain is simply that where you are now, we have a tendency to compare what is, to compare where we are to where we want to be. And so what happens is that there's a big gap of where we are versus where we want to be, where we think we deserve to be, what we aspire to be. And so when we look at the distance between where we are to where that is in the future, we get hurt and we get disappointed. And we say, look at how bad, look at how slow, look at how behind. But it takes just as much energy for you to look at where you are now and look back from where you've come. If you go back to who you were 5 years ago, if you were to go back to who you were 10 years ago, that version of you is looking at you today and is blown away that you are doing this and that you have done that. So when you wake up in the morning and you are not feeling all that great about yourself because you're looking at things in the future and you see a gap, I want you to flip the script and say, look at how far I've come. Look at what I have done on nothing but 2 pesos, a bag of oranges, and a social security check. Look at what I've done with nothing. Great. Now look at what you can do in the future. Because if we're about to talk about common challenges that come up on your reinventing journey, we're going to do that right about now. Okay. So I have 3 that I really want to talk about because I see it happen a lot with a lot of entrepreneurs as they pivot and reinvent themselves. Number one, be prepared to feel emotional at times. Like you're essentially demolishing a brand that you spent time and energy and effort and most likely money creating. This can be hard, but it's necessary given the place that you're meant to be. And know that you're doing this because you have a vision that is worth it. Now, I have to say, I'm not a very emotional person. Like, it's just, I have a twin sister and I always say, oh, she was born with the crying gene and I was born with like the non-crying gene. But when I'm pivoting, there's so much I don't know that I can't depend on my logic because I don't know. There's no logic to compare it to. So it's easy for my emotions to take over. But here's a reminder that I repeat to myself. Emotions change. Facts don't. Emotions are fleeting. My vision isn't. Emotions aren't as dependable as consistently stacking small actions each day to get to my goals. So while we might feel the temptation to be a little bit more emotional, we're not going to let our emotions overrun the vision. We're not going to let our emotions overrun the logic that it takes to do the small work in the dark and cold days to get to where I want to go. Can I get an amen? Yes. Number 2, expect resistance from others, including friends, family, followers, or colleagues. They might not understand and they might not support your reinvention journey. I want you to stay true to yourself and stay true to your vision, even if it means that you're facing opposition from people who love you and are trying to protect you. Now, please note, it doesn't last. People will get used to the new version of you and your success will silence their doubts. What I have learned is that sometimes people don't want to see you grow and evolve because they fear that change or they feel threatened by your progress. I got a message on Instagram from a person. Now, before anybody thinks, oh, it was like a hater or it was like an anonymous comment. No, it was from an actual follower because I clicked on over to their profile to say like, was this like a drive-by comment? Like, do they even follow me? No, this person follows me. This person has their face and their name attached to their Instagram profile and they're using it for business. So I got a message from somebody who had said, I really think that you should stick to posts about social media. Your new business content feels a little bit like, and then she put like ellipse, like three dots. It feels a little generic, that too. It feels a little generic and like you don't have a clear point of view. Ooh, pew, pew, pew. And I thought to myself, game on. Not everybody will be for me, but you're going to be sad that you were never with me. Let's get on to number three, but it's just hearing it and sitting through it and we're okay with that. So number three is to push back and past the fear of self-doubt. Now, I want you to recognize these feelings are totally natural, but do not let them hold you back. Instead, I want you to focus on your strengths and your past successes to build confidence in your ability to succeed. Remember, every setback is an opportunity to learn and grow stronger. Now, I want to talk about George Foreman for a minute. You know, like I know George Foreman as a George Foreman girl. Let's go. And that was a staple in every 90s household. I've never eaten a grilled cheese better than one that was made on the George Foreman grill. I mean, I'm just saying. Okay. But before he was like the grill guy, he was a boxing legend. When he quit boxing, he dove into entrepreneurship and he became this friendly face on TV. George Foreman is friendly, y'all. And then all of a sudden he began like showing off his grill and he became a household name. And get this, he wrote books and gave back to communities in need, which I'm sure was part of his vision and his mission. If he did not make this major massive pivot and start his business, would you remember George Foreman? Would communities not have benefited from his philanthropy? Would you be able to grill steaks or grilled cheeses on the inside of your house with a simple flip of a white lid and hear that sizzle? I don't think so. George Foreman shows us that reinventing yourself can open a whole new world of possibilities, no matter where you're coming from. Okay, so before we head into the quiz, I want to recap the four phases of reinventing who you are, which are phase one, getting clarity on what you truly want. Phase two, creating your goals and timeline to achieve them. Phase three is taking action on what you've gathered so far. And phase four is persisting and assessing. Okay, now let's get into the fun part. I want you to take your reinvention readiness quiz. And I want to find out, and you want to find out if you're ready to reinvent yourself. I'm going to go over the instructions really quickly. Step one is to grab a pen and a piece of paper. And if you're able to take notes, go ahead and grab a pen. And if you're driving or unable to take notes, that is totally great too. You'll just come back to it. You're going to keep listening and then give yourself a little bit time to reflect on these questions. But when you're in a position to take notes, listen to this episode again. Fast forward to get to this part. Step two, I want you on a scale of 1 to 10 to rate each statement on how strongly you agree. Number one, not at all. Number 10 being 100%, I agree. So here we go. Number one, I feel clear about what I want to achieve through reinventing myself. I feel clear, 1 through 10. Secondly, I am willing to embrace risks and change to pursue my goals. Number three, I'm okay with others getting upset and I will continue to move forward despite their opinions. Next up, I am open to learning new skills and understand it will take time, a lot more time than I expect. Next question. I am prepared to face potential challenges along the way. Where are you at with that? 1 to 10. Next up, I believe that reinventing myself is essential to grow. 1 through 10. Next up, I'm committed to taking consistent action towards achieving my goals every single day. Next, I'm comfortable with uncertainty and ambiguity as I navigate the reinvention process. 1 through 10, let's be real. I have a clear plan and timeline for executing my reinvention strategy. Next up, I'm confident in my ability to adapt and evolve as I progress through my reinvention journey. Cool. Okay. So after rating each statement 1 to 10, I want you to total your scores to measure your readiness to reinvent yourself. If you scored 10 to 30, you might want to give yourself a little bit more time and find a bit of clarity first, which is totally normal. You want to sit here. Now, if you're like 31 to 60, well, you know, this can go either way. Maybe you listen to this quiz portion again. Maybe you listen to the episode again, because you're going to need a little bit more clarity on what you want in your business. Like if you're in the lower end, like in like the 30s, 40s, kind of drill it down a little bit more. If you're up closer to the 60s, then maybe you move into this next phase, which is the 61 to 100 points. You're ready and well prepared for reinvention. I want you to start phase one and start taking action towards your future vision. I want you to take 10 minutes to think about your score and what it is you want to achieve and who you want to become. Y'all, if this episode was helpful to you at all, you have no idea how much it would mean if you subscribed on YouTube, y'all, just gonna roll with it, on YouTube, or if you left a rating from wherever you are listening. Spotify has ratings now, which is like, let's go, finally, Apple iTunes. I truly appreciate you investing the time to grow your business and doing it alongside of me. This world is a better place because of you, and I hope that you never forget that. And the future version of you is thankful for the work that you are doing today. I hope you feel the same. Have a good day.